Blog Talk Radio.
And so it was, right at the beginning, when God and man set forth dominion and order, was the legacy of the Oba. And now that we are here, in the 33rd Kemetic Dynasty, for the line of the Oba must never end. And so it was. And my shaman did speak these words. Let it be known that we come from a place where God Hapi dwelt, at the foothills of the mountains where the two moons meet. Shemhotep. Make sure to chime in to another Dr. Rock prescription, where we fulfill your need for what's real. Join us at Introspect. Come take the journey.
Righteousness for his name's sake.
to me. Thou anointed my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy
on this fine Sunday. I'm going to introduce you to the evangelist Billy Adams, and you are now in with Inner Excellence. How are you today, evangelist?
Oh, I'm great, Dr. Rock, and how are you?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Yes, it's beautiful here in Toledo also.
Good. God is good all the time.
And all the time God is good. It's greatness. It's greatness today, every day, Dr. Rock.
Every day we wake up. We're going to go ahead and start the show. The topic of the show today is, are you faith-filled?
Yes. Are you faith-filled?
Yeah. In the beginning, God bequeathed dominion and shared with us his merciful goodness. Have you been a good steward in respect to the mercy shown to us by our Creator? If not, then when do you intend to start? Living a life of full of faith, blessings. When do you intend to start, guys? Prayer without works are merely vain words.
When do you intend to start?
By putting some work in. Go ahead, evangelist. Let's open up.
Absolutely. No. Let's open.
We got 313 on the phone already.
Oh, amen.
Yeah, 313 is there. Tell us, you know, what we're talking about again?
Are you faith-filled? In the beginning, what God...
Yeah, are you faithful to God?
Yes.
Are you faithful every day or just on Sunday?
Just on Sundays.
What we're talking about. You know, we want to walk in the bask in the light of the Lord every day. Not just on Sundays.
That's right. We must have a life that shines. We must have a life that shines. It can be a life where we just talk about it. It must be a life service, not a lip service. You know, sometimes we may talk, like, you know, we have a good talk, but what is our walk every day? What is my walk every day?
Exactly. And that's what we're talking about today with the evangelist Billy Adams at Inner Excellence, living and walking a faith-filled life every day, not just
every
on
day.
Sunday.
That's right. Because prayer without works, they're just merely words, Dr. Rock.
Yeah.
I often say that this gift of life, it's free. God, it's free. Every day we wake up, it's a miracle and a blessing. But the rest of it is up to us. It's free, but it's not cheap. We must do so. We must put in the work. We must put in the work.
Yeah.
So.
And we want to remind everybody, go to, you can always check out any of our shows at the KKMT Radio Network by going on your computer to www.blogtalkradio.com/KKMT Radio altogether. And you can check out all of our shows. We have shows that come on every Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays. So feel free to chime in and listen in. The call-in number is 718-508-9018, and you're here with the Dr. Rock and the evangelist Billy Adams, Inner Excellence. We've got a couple other callers coming in there. Well, we had a lady, another one call in. How about we got, what is this, 313-728 is in. 313-728, how are you today? You have a question or a comment? Okay, evangelist, as you were saying earlier, what we have to do is to make sure that we're good stewards on a daily basis as opposed to just acting as though we're good stewards in the faith on Sundays only.
That's
you know,
right.
By showing up in our best outfits with our big hats and our big cars washed, and we're trying to impress people as opposed to actually living, again, that faith-filled existence. Okay, we got 313-346. You got a question or comment for the evangelist, and we're talking about a faith-filled existence.
Hello?
Yes, how are you today?
Hello, my name is Jacqueline Magruder. I'm calling from Detroit, Michigan.
Yes, ma'am, and you're on the air with the evangelist Billy Adams. Do you have a question
or
comment? Yes.
Hello, Mrs. Magruder.
Hello, how are you, Evangelist Adams?
Oh, I'm great, darling, and how are you?
Fine, I was listening to your talk show. Are you faith-filled?
Yes. Are you faith-filled today, darling?
Yes, I am. I live each and every day by the motto that it takes only the faith as small as a grain of a mustard seed.
Right.
And first you must see it through your faith. You have to believe it. And through God's grace, people have to realize you will achieve it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're right on.
You often forget that he tell us, hey, tell him what our needs are.
Mm-hmm.
And we forget that we will receive it. All we have to do is ask.
All right now. All right.
I'll ask a couple of questions. Do you think it's a difficult task to live a faith-filled life every day?
No, I do not.
Jump in.
No,
go
I do not.
Okay.
When
how,
it says that all you, pardon?
How do you make it possible in your life?
Because I get up every morning and I live with the affirmation. I thank him. I thank him every day. First, we're giving his son who died on the cross. And if he could give that much to us, then what he asked of us is really nothing. Just believe in him.
I don't know.
Go ahead, Magruder.
And each and every day, if people realize that dreams do come true, it doesn't take much to say thank you. We were taught that as children from common courtesy.
Okay.
And when you believe, and if all he's asking is just have as much faith as a grain of mustard seed, that's not hard living.
That's not hard living.
Absolutely correct.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
But it's also bigger than that. It's also bigger than just believing. What about your daily task with, you know, when you meet other people and, interacting with other people, it can be difficult. times,
mm-hmm.
to remind yourself to be Christ-like in extreme times when, you know, arguments can occur, road rage, late bills and things of that sort of, you know, thing. Those things can happen every day in our lives, and it's kind of, sometimes we have a tendency to lose grip of that faith, and we become weak, we become shallow and vulnerable to other external type of advances that sometimes make us do things that we probably would not normally do. And how are you, when you're confronted with these obstacles, you know, how can you then still maintain, again, that faith-filled life?
You know, I get up every morning and I say, no one's going to steal my joy. Okay? I live by that motto that no one will steal my joy. And if the Lord can forgive, how can I be greater than him and not forgive as I start my day and be on my way through the day? Okay.
Okay.
And also, you know, when we, this is something we must practice, because I hear people talk a lot about the enemy. My enemy is enemy. Road rage is how will I respond to another person. Let them by, or I want to fuss them out or run them off the road, the road rage. Once we practice these principles, these precepts, we become better at it. We become good at it. And it becomes, it's not a struggle. It becomes so easy.
Yeah. I think that's what I was alluding to, the process.
The
process is the practice in every day. We also have 313-728. 313-728. You got a question or a comment for the evangelist?
Amen. Glad to be on the show on today.
Amen.
Good afternoon, Evangelist Billy. Good afternoon, Brother Rock.
How you doing there?
Hello, sir.
Yes, this is your son. Amen.
Amen. Good to hear from you, brother.
It's good to be heard from. Amen.
There you go. Touche. Can you live a faith-filled existence?
Say it one more time.
Are you able to live a faith-filled existence every day of your life?
As best I can, yes, I am. And I say that in this regard, as each day comes and goes, with all the things that we're faced with, and especially when you become in Christ, because while you're, it says, be in the world.
And not of the world.
Be in the world, but not of the world. So when you're in the world, you know, there's no spiritual connection just yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like at times you get folks to say, well, I was riding with Jesus insurance, or if a situation should happen all of a sudden, you hear somebody say, well, God was with me, or amen, or whatever the case may be. But when it becomes a spiritual walk for a man or woman that loves him, and I don't say if and when, I say when and if. When you love God and if you love God. Some people say if you love God and when. For me, it's when you love God, because when you love God, there are some things that you're just not going to do. Be it some things happen, and sometimes we get out of character or out of Christ. But the great thing about it is that when you go to God, not another human being, not your wife, your husband, your boyfriend, or your girlfriend, or whoever, but because if they try to help you, they may give you some good advice and they may not. The advice that they may give you, it may alter your decision.
Right.
You know, but when you go to God, and if you know how to go to God, as my mother would always say, you have to build a relationship. She would say, you have to build a relationship with God. And I used to look at her and say, well, how do you do something like that? What is she talking about? I had no idea until I come to Christ on my own. I was raised in church early on, but after I came to Christ on my own, I began to learn what it was. And that took a minute. That took the first 4 or 5 years of my life. And even then, I still was having a hard time. So today, when situations occur, you have to be able to forgive the person and yourself for whatever may come across your path.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Let him without sin cast the first stone.
Yes.
Amen.
No one can cast that stone.
We all fall short.
We all fall short. And as long as we're carrying around this flesh, we're going to fall short. That's just life.
Yeah.
That's just life.
Yeah.
So, I teach practice forgiveness in the moment. If we get to that place, that level right there, practice forgiveness in the moment. Quickly, quickly. Repent simply means change the mind. We'll be so blessed, such a blessing, a blessed existence.
Exactly.
You know, I like the topic on today because I was actually studying last week, and it's, are you faith-based? Is that the topic?
No, faith-filled.
And I was in Galatians, and I was reading 23, Galatians chapter 3, 23, which says, but before faith came, we were kept under the law, shut up unto the faith which should afterwards be revealed. Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us into Christ that we might be justified by faith. It says, but after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster, for ye are mm-hmm. all children of God by faith in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
And I when I was reading that, and I didn't know that's what this was going to be about today, but when I was reading that, I had sat back and thought, wow, back then, how hard was it for them, not for us, mm-hmm. for them back then, that they were, it was shut up unto them. You know, they was not able to use it. Then now it has come when it was revealed unto us on today. You know, and sometimes, because in Hebrews, I forget what chapter it is, but it says faith is the it says now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence. I like that part, that word evidence. And the evidence of things not seen. I love that last part all by itself because that's a whole other concept. It makes me wonder on today, what will we really choose?
Mm-hmm. Well,
I love
the part where it says, now faith, meaning this moment, this instant, now faith without works are dead. And I like it too, like you go, you have a plan. Well, it's something that I have to do. I'm going to get on the bus. So I'm going to get ready. I'm going to go get on the bus. The bus take me to my destination, and then what? I have to get off the bus and keep moving, keep walking. It's the same way with prayer. And faith is something we have to do. We have to work. The bus is not going to take me into the building. The bus will take me to a certain destination, and then I have to get off.
Right.
Faith will take me as far as God, as far into God as I want to go. It depends on me, my level of faith.
Exactly.
But it don't take a boatload of faith. It take a grain like that of a mustard seed of faith, a tiny bit of faith to believe.
I agree. I like what 313-346 was saying. I think what she was alluding to is that in the morning she prepares herself every day to go out in the world and deal with these obstacles. She has to prepare herself by putting on the armor of God. And
yes.
She says she's not going to let anybody take her joy away from her, but what I'd like to ask her, if she's still on the line, 313-346, is that what exactly, in other words, I know you've prepared yourself, but how do you actually deal with those confrontations and those obstacles out there in the world when you're out there and, you know, what can we do as a people to prepare ourselves and make ourselves, help us understand, you know, what to do when we are confronted with the aggressiveness and the arrogance and the sometimes just asinine behavior of other people in the world.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What can we do as good Christians? 313-346?
Yes.
Yes.
I think what we can do is let's take it back to our roots that we grew up with in spirituality, okay? Where you say, first, I must see it through your faith. You believe it. You got to achieve it. Put your suit of armor on and make it a conscious effort.
Hmm.
People are so into frame of mind of their surroundings. But let's get into us with our conscious effort. And if we extend it out, then there's so many people will extend it back to us.
Yeah, and mm-hmm. also Evangelist said something very profound that we overlook every day, that the enemy is in me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Our own ego sometimes is our worst enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Our self, our lack of self-control, self-discipline,
mm-hmm.
self-worth and value.
Yes.
Those things play a big part in how we react to positive and negative input.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, in other words, you know, it's according, if you already prepared that morning, in accordance with 313-346, you're already prepared and, you know, you're already ready for these type of things, you may be able to deal with them kind of, you know, a little bit better. But if you've had that bad night, the day before was a bad one, and it was rough, and things weren't going your way, and again, you got on the bus, and like the evangelist was saying, once I get off the bus, I still got work to do.
Mm-hmm.
Still have to complete. And then I have other people that are going to be coming at me at different angles with different problems, you know. How can we keep all of things focused and remain faith-filled?
How? That's correct. How? How do we do that?
But I think you have to remember that we're all put here to sin. We're all individuals with individual personality. But if we can take the time to think before we speak and remember what our faith means to us, that a lot of times you have to teach, okay? And it's through your well-being or through you extending yourself that someone else may be able to follow that path.
Yeah.
You know, I always tell my young people, look at the man in the mirror, because just like you said, that's where it starts.
Mm-hmm.
To be conscious of that. I think that's what everyone's forgetting is we need conscious effort. Consistent effort. It's an everyday thing.
Yeah.
And then I look around and say, Christ, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. No one said it's going to be easy. No
right.
one said it's going to be easy. But it wasn't easy when he got up on that cross and died for us either, was it?
Yeah. And I do think that we are sometimes teachers, but we have to teach by example.
Example.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's really difficult to tell someone what you want them to do when you're doing something diametrically opposed to what you just asked them to do.
Yes, very much.
They're not going to perceive that very well.
Right. It has to become a practice and cultivated. We cultivate it daily and the more, because when I look at this word, I hear so many people talk about the devil, and I love words, and you spell it backwards, it's just live. So that's a spirit that's living in me and how I respond to things. And whatever I feed in me, that's what grows, because thoughts become words and words become action. So how am I reacting? Am I retaliating, reacting? What am I doing? Road rage, all these different things. It's my inner me should be my friend. I got to go to my insides and be realistic with my inner me, because I don't want an inner me living in me. And now we all have days, we all have moments, and that's where, like, grace and mercy. Grace is when God given us something we deserve. People say we don't deserve. Grace is when God given us something we deserve. And mercy is when God is withholding what we truly deserve or don't deserve. We truly deserve. Mercy is when he withholds what we truly deserve. It, for instance, if I'm consciously aware of God, I'm going to do good. But in a day's time, I may say something. I may get in a conversation that turns into an argument, and I say something that I really didn't want to say, but, oh, well, it's up and out. Repent quickly.
Right.
And that's mercy, because God has forgiven me already as quickly as I say it.
Yes.
So, and that's mercy.
Yes, I want you to continue, Evangelist. We want to invite 313-977. If you want to make a question or a comment, ask a question, just hit the number 1 on your dial. And go ahead and continue.
Yes, well, when we practice these things, and like I said, it has to be cultivated, practiced daily, because whatever we feed, that's what's going to grow. If I like to eat, I'm going to eat. I lost weight I began eating things that I really didn't like, but it would fill me up. And I did that because what would happen was I wouldn't eat a whole lot and eat smaller portions, because we want things, but we have to work for these things, exercise it, different things. It's a work. Like we expect God to come down out of the sky and take the weight off me and all pray the weight off. Okay, well, you can pray the weight off, but you've got to exercise those limbs, you know. We're using the lips, we're talking, we're praying, but without the works, it's not going anywhere. That weight is not going to go anywhere. Let's be realistic right here. The weight is not going anywhere unless I'm consciously working, and not just once or twice, but continue to work. Continue to work on that building. We are a building in process.
Yes.
So,
and we have to incorporate that stuff into our life. You're right.
Yes, every day, every day.
Like the Holy Trinity. You know, the spiritual has to be in tune with God. The mental has to be vast and comfortable in any situation.
Yes.
And our physicality has to be optimal and at peace and balance with us.
Yes.
And when we get those three things in harmony, then we seem to fit into the big picture. We seem to be able to overlook some of those unnecessary obstacles or challenges in life. And again, even when we fall short, we seem to be able to repent, as you said, immediately.
Immediately.
You know, and take responsibility for our own actions.
Right,
I think
absolutely.
That's one of the major things. My problem, I say a lot of times with my good Christians, is their lack of Christianity.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, they're yelling and hollering that they're good Christians, but when the time is presented for them to show that Christ-likeness, they fall short themselves.
Absolutely.
You know, they don't extend that
right.
benevolent heart or that the ability to listen or to be non-judgmental.
Yes.
You know, sometimes they're quick to anger. Very
yes.
quick to anger,
mm-hmm.
and especially if you make it personal.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah, and that's kind of scary. You know, we have to, as young Christians, we have to be, again, good stewards in the Word, just like everybody pretty much today has made reference to. We have to be good stewards, prepare ourselves in the morning, and, you know, practice the process of, you know, let's just use the word humility.
Yes, humility.
Unfortunately, that's like a dying art today.
Today,
humility.
Yeah.
Who has the strength to bow down?
Mm.
How can you love me that you've never seen and hate your fellow man every day?
No. Can't.
Who has the strength to bow down and to bridle their tongue even if they're right?
Yes.
You know, and avoid the confrontation.
Yes, Doctor.
And try and just maintain a peaceful situation wherever they might be. Who has that strength? Those are some of the things that we have to work on in ourselves, and those are some of the examples that we have to reflect when a challenge like that, because those are the examples that those people that we're teaching, that's what they're going to see.
Yes.
You can't tell me not to get angry. If you're angered, you know, when somebody went off on you, you got really quick, you got their face.
Yes.
So you can't tell me not to do that. I have to rebut the way you did.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know, if you can say, well, I understand that, you know, you may be upset right now, but, you know, I'm not going to go there with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe
Amen.
You're right. Yeah,
Amen.
Exactly. Maybe I'm
yeah.
right. Maybe you're right. But that's
maybe.
Not what's important.
Right.
That, what's important is that I don't want to make it even worse for you.
But do
love,
a point.
Yeah.
A point too, Dr. Rock, is that do I want to be right with myself? Or do I want to be right with God? What's more important at that moment when I'm ready to
like this,
flare up?
Or do I want to be right?
Yes.
That's the problem. That's
what's
that
important?
Ego. Yeah, that's the ego eking its ugly head.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's not that important
what,
to be right all the time. The man that knows everything knows that he knows nothing at
nothing,
all.
Nothing.
That's true. Very true.
His humility must be intact. Learn. Yeah. And that's, again, when we... Sometimes I think the 313-346, in the morning when we're preparing ourselves, the Bible tells us, sometimes you got to meditate.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
You got to be still, you know, so that you can be divinely inspired. And then so you can walk out there in this chaos with a calm spirit.
Yes.
Remember they called Jesus the Prince of Peace?
Yes.
Because he had that calm spirit. And the way to master that is to master self.
Master self.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You won't ever be able to control anything out there in that world unless you control yourself. And if you do that,
Amen.
Again, you become the example for others.
Mm-hmm.
See, Dr. Rock, you just said it. I said when we learn how to discipline ourselves, our spirits become disciples. When you show up, people will see, they'll know because you're carrying that peace. It's something on the inside that people can feel. People can see. You know, it didn't say make your light shine. It said let your light so shine before men that they would see. That they would see. So,
let me put this one out, the 313-728. You ever had a puppy dog?
Yes, sir.
You ever had maybe a puppy dog and you had a friend that maybe came by your house a lot of times or pretty regularly, and for some odd reason when that dog saw that person, the dog just didn't like that person. He would shy away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's that sixth
sense. You know,
go ahead.
Dr. Roth, you are everything that you said is so beautiful because it's all true. It is, as you speak of a puppy dog and even a child,
yes.
Two are very too close in recognizing bad or evil
yes.
spirits right off
Next
the bat.
Spirits, yeah.
And but what you were saying even before you asked me that question, I just love that because that is so important. That is so important that people really, if the listeners are on the phone, grab the concept of what you were just saying. It is so important that when a person is before you and they're talking or saying something that if you like it, of course, it's going to go over well. But if you don't like it, how
right.
will you accept it? And if you accept it, can you accept it in the way in which Christ has positioned us to accept any and everything that a person says to us, whether we like it or not? And if we exemplify that every day, as you all were saying, practice, because when we first come here, we can't walk.
Right.
You know, we're laid down until we're taught or trained how to walk. But while we're being trained how to walk at the same time, we're now practicing to become stronger, even in our legs, to stand up to walk.
Yeah.
And
we're
just like
dependent.
That concept.
We're very dependent.
Very
yeah.
dependent.
Yeah.
Very dependent.
But if you notice, everything is transcended to that, period. Whether you learn how to drive a car, when you go to grade school, to middle school, to high school, or college, or when you go to your job, it's all surrounded by the same exact thing. So when you were speaking earlier, I was thinking about the children of Israel, and I've often said that as I've learned how to read the Bible and got a great understanding, or I've received an understanding of the Bible, I've come to realize that there are many different people, many different types of people in the world, and some are going to be able to do this job, and some are going to try and do the job, and some will do the job and succeed. You know, so, but it depends on you as to what you will choose and how you're going to choose what God has given us, because he calls us a peculiar people,
mm-hmm.
and we were bought with a high price. See, everything that I read, when I think about the words that I read, I begin to look at myself and I begin to examine myself and I say, because I'm not no perfect man, but I strive for God. I love him with all my heart. No one can tell me anything when it comes to God, because every time I look up in the sky, no man can't make the sky go day and night. I know that he can't do that. I know that he can't put the sun up in the sky or the moon. So it lets me know that it's something bigger than myself here that allows
yeah.
me to look at things differently. But now that I love and I when I go through what I go through like anyone else because I'm human, but at the same time, when I pray and when I get back into that place, that's what I love and know that he is who he is and he does what he says he's going to do. And then he shows it to us individually,
mm-hmm.
whoever you may be and what your belief is or the measure of faith that you have as a man or woman in God. That's
exactly.
what, you know, that
now,
for me.
Now take a baby, for instance. A baby
mm-hmm.
is born. A baby will soon be able to walk. But what that baby don't know is when. And at that time, the baby don't even know that he could walk.
Amen.
And as a God, as a parent, as a mother, as a father, when the baby gets a certain age, we get in front of the baby. And my mom and dad, they used to say, lonely now, come on, come on, come on. We encourage them because we know it's about time. And what I'm saying is that we must become like babies. Timing is important, and we talk about timing, but the ingredient that we leave out of timing is that it's God's timing and not my timing. A
right.
baby will walk in its time, and all the babies won't walk at the same time, and it's with like us today. We are children of God, not adults of God. We know we're grown. God know we've come to a certain age, but we must get to that place where we can humble ourselves and bridle the tongue and bow down and say, yes, God, and repent quickly. Forgive yourself, forgive the person, whatever, and just keep moving. Once we can do some things like this, put it into practice, cultivate it, my life becomes easier. our life will become easier. We won't be so quick to talk about a devil. It's us. It's me. It's you. So when I can look at me and correct myself, that's well done. That's well done.
Let me say this, Evangelist.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that most of us would bow down to Jesus, Yahshua, our God.
Mm-hmm.
But would we prostrate ourselves to another man? Can you have a master on this planet, in this earth plane? 313-346. Can you have a master on this planet, in this earth plane?
No, we cannot. No, we cannot. And that's what faith field is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 313-347. Okay, I'm sorry, go ahead. 3346, go ahead. Great.
Being able to look up and know who the man is within ourselves, within our inner me, okay? Because there is no man who walks this earth that can give us the things and have given us the things that that man upstairs, sight unseen, has done for us. Well, all you have to do, like you said, is meditate, send a few prayers up there, and he's not asking for much, okay? You can't do that to man because you don't know how man is going to react to you.
Hmm.
He might get angry about what you're saying.
Hmm.
He may not like the fact that you call on another man's name.
Hmm.
So we're going to forget about that, and then he can't forgive you. He may not be able to forgive you the way that man that we don't even see can forgive. And we know how he can forgive us because of the things that has manifested in our lives each and every day.
Okay. Let's put it out there, 313-728. Is there, can you have a master on this earth plane?
Wow, that's a serious question, amen.
Well, Evangelist told us, she said she wanted to challenge the callers today, so guys, we got some good questions for you today.
I see.
I think about that.
Well, for me, you know, I can speak for Billy.
Okay.
I don't believe there's an earthly man on this plane, on this side or the other side, that I can put in that position. If I did, I think I would be corrupt.
Okay. Let's get 313-728. What do you think, 312-728?
When I hear it and how I think, because oftentimes we sit back and we say we know he's coming soon. And the question I ask myself is, when he come, how is he coming? Is he going to come through a man or a woman, or will the spirit itself just show up? So, that's a great question, and
yeah.
I can't answer it either way because I'm waiting to see. I mean, my mind goes that far for myself. But that's a good question, Dr. Rock. Amen.
Well,
that's how I answer that.
the doctor, go ahead and chime in, and is that I have met a master on this plane in Tibet.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Man who enlightened me.
Uh-huh.
Man who enlightened me not only about life, but about myself.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Helped me to make myself a better man by
uh-huh.
his example.
Uh-huh.
And I lived with that man for over a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He was a gentleman and with a good spirit, and I can remember him not even speaking a word for almost 6 or 7 months.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm,
and he
yeah.
taught me different disciplines of celibacy. It's not just about sex.
Mm-hmm,
to control
yeah.
the body, it's about food. Food
mm-hmm.
is the biggest thing that we see in the temple every day.
Mm-hmm.
I think he did it real good. It's about those thoughts. Those
mm-hmm.
thoughts that we manifest into action.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, where do you think these actions come from?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Before a man thinketh. And this man showed me through his own benevolence, you know, how to deal with the chaos around you. Sometimes you got to go
mm-hmm.
inside your temple.
Mm.
You always have to have your own intimate space.
Yeah.
But, yes, I did. I learned a lot from the man. There's another guy here in Houston, Texas, by the name of Master Bomani, who studied over there with me. He stayed over there for about 5 years. And I think I was in one of the local grocery stores a couple of Sundays ago. My daughter was down here from college, and, you know, we were just doing our shopping thing, and she was texting, and we were on the phone, and I saw Master Bomani, and I went to my knees.
Mm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And my daughter looked at me. I could feel the look on her face. Each, but Master Bomani would always tell me not to, but when I saw him, I would always do it. And then he would help me up, and he would hug me, and he would talk to me and tell. And he says, "Is this Twilight? I remember when you were 3 years old, attached to your daddy's leg, and you know we would go back and do that." And she asked me when we got in the car. She says, "Why did you do that in the middle of the grocery store?" I said, "Because he's greater than me."
And that's all right.
And I wanted to let everybody know it. And not even everybody. Mm-hmm. I want him to know it when I see him, and
exactly.
I acknowledge it.
Exactly. Because
now,
about everybody else.
And now, Dr. Rock, and everybody on the line, Evangelist Billy Adams want to openly repent because I thought I understood. To see how the mind is, our thoughts, we could take a question one way, and it's not that way at all. Because
perception is the key.
Mm-hmm.
And we all agree that we got to go into that mirror sometimes. But when we go into the mirror, you know, I think the Kemetics used to say, the Africans used to say, know thyself. Billy Shakespeare always said it most poetically when he said, first and foremost, to thyself be true. And that means when you look in that mirror, you got to see the negative things about yourself and fix them. Mm-hmm. It is incumbent upon you to fix it because nobody else can do that.
No one else.
And that
what about God can do it, Dr. Rock?
Yes.
God can do it. God can fix me?
Through you. Through your
through
acceptance.
Me.
Yeah, through you.
Yes,
exactly.
Of course.
Through you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
If you be still for a minute and meditate, he will divine you, inspire you, and say, look, you know, these things are not where they should be.
Well,
but
wouldn't, I have, to be, wouldn't I have to be willing to be inspired? Wouldn't I have to be willing? What I'm saying is I'm asking a question because I hear a lot of people, it's like, well, God's going to do it. God will do it. And that's it. That's the end of it. And 5 months later, they're still saying the same thing.
Well, let me
and
say this.
That's why I say we must be a participant in our own lives.
I don't like to make it too personal, but Dr. Rock is an older man, and I'm still looking for a good woman. I'm still looking for a wife. You want me a ride or die chick? You know?
Okay.
I come home, I want to say, let's go rob a bank. I want her to say, baby, you want me to hold a shotgun or you want me to drive? Right, when we go rob that bank, she's a willing participant. I want her to do that.
Amen.
Hey,
you know,
it's all right.
I want to say she was a willing. You see that woman on that camera holding that shotgun? That's my boo. But I didn't force her, man. She was a willing participant.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Oh, we can go to
Dr. Rock and Evangelist.
He's trying to tell us to be a
participant. The question was so wonderful and so dynamic that, and I like how you responded to it because it takes a person with great humility to be able to get on his knees in front of a whole bunch of folks that he do not know. But the greater thing about the whole ordeal is that he knows why he is doing that.
Yes.
And he's
right.
doing that without, because there's no embarrassment in God. There's
right.
no embarrassment. When it's you and God is the head of your life, when you do something, you know why you're doing it, and you don't feel embarrassed because you know who you love. You know who has brought you to a certain place that has enabled you to see this master and get on your knees and bow to him for the purpose that only you and he know of.
Amen. That's a great thing.
On a real tip, I want to say this. When you see a man fast and pray for 30 days, when you see him levitate off the ground, when you see aura that glows around him, you better prostrate yourself. You better know it. If you don't know it,
Dr. Rock.
And I saw these things with my own eyes. My last name is Thomas, and I know, you know, guys know about Thomas. They say, well, man, this old boy Jesus said he going to feed us. You know, he got a fish, and he going to feed everybody. What did Thomas say? Man, I've been feeding y'all for the last 6 months. I'm out here fishing now. What you talking about, man? Now, if he going to feed y'all with one fish, let me see this with my own eyes. And when he saw it, he says, then I prostrate myself. I submit myself to you. You are truly a master.
Amen.
It's got to be real to me. Because there's some charlatans out there.
Yes. There's
some soothsayers out there. They try to get in your space, and they want to put their hands on you and put these spirits on you.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know now.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You see,
you gotta know.
Yeah, for no other reason than just personal growth. Develop yourself and share that with you, then you go ahead and humble yourself to that.
Mm-hmm.
At least I do.
That's awesome.
That's
it's
great.
Yeah. Hey, look, we got a couple more callers in. We got 313-377. If you want to make a question, ask a question, or make a comment, please hit the number one on your dial, 313-377 and 313-977. If you got a question or a comment for the evangelist, all you have to do is hit the number one, and we'll bring you right in. We want to continue the conversation. It's really going good. Don't forget about the part with the lady with the shotgun. We were just kind of making an analogy.
Amen. We always have such wonderful, real questions and answers here. You know, I feel like we're all growing and moving. You know, it's just a wonderful thing. This Blog Talk Radio is just an awesome instrument where we could get out over the airs, you know, and talk about what's really happening.
Yeah, the Internet is such a good thing because 313-346 said, you know, I mean, that's pretty much what she alluded to was, I think, something my mother told me. And I always make a little intimate space time for me in the morning before I get out there in that madness to just feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I just cut everything off, get on my knees, and, you know, I just clear my mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, because I know it's chaotic out there, and I know somebody's going to come at me and say, why you made a left turn when you had on your right blinker? Or, you know, they're not going to be happy when they're waiting in line, and I'm thinking, and things, those things are going to happen. But I want to, when they turn around to me with that anger in their face, I want to be able to say, and look at them and calm them without speaking a word.
Yes.
I want them to know
that's
that they cannot, their pain cannot transgress my temple. Peace with my
that's awesome.
You will not bring, as 316,
that's
you
awesome,
will, you ain't
guess.
Taking my joy with you. You
that's
won't put
right.
my joy in no brown paper bag, jump up and down on it, and make me angry with you.
Amen.
I ain't got $1,000 in the bank either, but I'm going to get that $3.35 I got in there, wait patiently in line behind everybody else out of respect, and I'm going to get my $3.35. 1 gallon of gas, I'm going to go to my destination, and hopefully a check for me.
All right, Dr. Rock.
And when I get home, I'm like, that lady with the shotgun waving, baby. You late. I got the shotgun. I said, you ain't got no bullets, man. Make me a sandwich. Just make me a sandwich. So go just take a walk and watch the sunset.
Oh,
so we'll have to be tomorrow. We're just going to take a walk and watch the sunset. And ain't nobody got to say nothing because that's the great God, twilight sunset. We're going to watch this planet on its axis tilt and rotate, and the cosmos is going to be doing some great things on scales that we can't even fathom, and we're going to share that together, and we're going to be able to remember when.
Remember when.
We were
all
great.
All right, now, amen. That's what I'm going to say to all. Amen.
We were great. We set forth everything from
the
basic family unit to astrophysics. There was no one on this planet but us. These were the Hebrews. That's who we're talking about, the Hebrew. But we want to find that space. We want to help others find that space, too.
Kind
of don't take your joy. Prepare yourself because it's crazy out there.
Yes, it is.
Focus to live that faith-filled life every day, and not just on Sundays. And even on Sundays, what did they say, evangelists? Come as you are.
Come as you
are. You ain't got a Donna Karen suit or an Armani suit to go to church.
No.
You took a shower and you combed your hair and brushed your teeth, you can come to church.
You ready to go.
Amen.
All right.
Jeans, T-shirt. And you should be able to sit right next to the brother in the Armani $1,200 suit and the lady with the Donna Karen suit, because you're a humble person, you're an honest person, and believe me, they had to probably walk on the backs of a lot of people to get to where they are today.
All right.
So leave me.
Goodness.
And when I sit there, I'm sitting there like I'm just as good as you.
Yeah,
I may
that's
not
right.
be equal to you, but as far as what I have to offer, I give it unconditionally with agape
yeah.
love.
Amen.
All right.
Oh,
so,
this is good.
We
this
got one
good.
Other caller that just came in. We got a 409, and that's 363-409-363. You had a question or a comment for the evangelist?
The Lord. Hello, Dr. Adams.
Yes,
hello,
we got
Dr.
you.
Hello, Dr. Adams.
Yes, yes.
God bless you. How you doing? This is Evangelist Herbie.
Oh, hi, Herbie. How are you? I'm great, dear.
I'm
great.
I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm just listening
to you. Oh, are you faith-filled today?
Oh, am I faith-filled? Yes, I am. This is
and
a faith walk.
Well,
dollar and dot, praise God.
How would you describe that? How would you describe your faith-filled walk?
Just moving on without no cares, just trusting God.
Just trusting
believing
God.
And knowing that God got me.
Mm.
Amen?
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Because that's what it's all about. Because the word R-E-S-T, meaning I know. I can't rest in God. My concerns, my cares, or whatever's going on around me, God got it.
All
I got to do is walk in it. Amen?
All right.
Amen.
Again, guys, you're at the KKMT Radio Network with the Dr. Rock and the evangelist Billy Adams with Inner Excellence every Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. We want you guys, I wish you guys could have called in a little bit earlier. We only got 3 minutes left. Don't want you to hang up. Go to, if you want to contact the evangelist, go to GoldTreeRose98. That's GoldTreeRose98@yahoo.com. Send us some suggestions. Next Sunday, please call in a little bit earlier. We got a song we want to end up with, and you guys, take you out, guys. We want to thank everybody for all the love that you share, because believe me, the advent of this computer, this technology, will allow someone else to come in at their own leisure, their own time and space, and listen in to exactly the profound thoughts that you have bequeathed them with today.
Amen.
Thanks.
Amen.
And God bless you all.
Love you guys.
God bless you. Love you guys.
Yep.
Another Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.